This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. When Superstorm Sandy hit the island of Manhattan in October, a lot of New Yorkers started asking themselves, what if this is going to be the new normal? Builders, landscape architects, urban planners, they've all been throwing out proposals for how to shield the famous island from devastating floods in the future. Now, nothing's been approved, but there sure are a lot of ideas floating around, including one from a firm called Architecture Research Office in Manhattan. Stephen Cassell is a partner there. Mr. Cassell, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Now, Lower Manhattan really got hit by Sandy. They had flooding and power outages. Explain to us, why is Lower Manhattan, which includes Wall Street, of course, why is it so vulnerable?
Well, really, it's low-lying areas that got hit. And actually, a lot of Manhattan and Lower Manhattan is landfill that's been added to the island over the past 200 or 300 years.
Huh.
That landfill is pretty low, so it's easily flooded.
Yeah. Now, your firm is proposing a pretty radical design of Lower Manhattan to protect it from flooding in the future, but it does not involve this usual idea of building concrete seawalls. What would you build instead?
Looking at the streets themselves and in all the areas that were flooded, we were proposing redesigning how the city infrastructure works. And we take all the pipes and electrical wires and everything in the street and put them in waterproof vaults under the sidewalk and then make the street bed absorptive that would basically absorb water and channel it back out to the edge of the island.
How do you make a street absorb and make it sort of like a sponge?
That's a good analogy. Really, you'd use what's called porous concrete that the water can soak through it to a series of engineered soils below or a series of channels below.
So it's sort of like you're putting nature back into Manhattan in a way, right?
I think that's a good description. I mean, if you look at the history of Manhattan, really, over the past 400 years, went from a natural island with wetlands and marshes and streams. And progressively, as the city developed, these natural systems were sort of forced off the island, replaced with city infrastructure.
Of course, the politicians are going to say, what's it going to cost?
Well, it's not inexpensive, but that said, large barrier islands or large barriers for storm surge are incredibly expensive as well, you know, billions of dollars.
Right.
Really, what we look to do is manage water, and you want to layer on solutions so that you're not dependent on one single thing, because if it fails, then you have a catastrophic failure.
Mr. Cassell, what kind of reaction are you getting to this? Because, of course, anything that's done in Lower Manhattan, you're basically tinkering with, altering, you know, you're altering some of the most famous real estate in the country, right?
I think when you look at the cost of these, just the sheer cost in insurance alone, that the equation is going to start to change on how you look at these and how you invest into these type of infrastructure projects in the city.
Stephen Cassell is with the Manhattan firm Architecture Research Office. Mr. Cassell, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.